Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Today is the beginning of the new fiscal year 2009, and because the Democrat leadership here failed to move any of the 12 annual appropriation bills through the normal process, the Senate on Monday passed a continuing resolution that will fund defense, military construction, homeland security appropriations through next September, and the remaining appropriation bills are going to be funded for 6 months at the fiscal year 2008 funding level. So the CR extends through March of next year. That means that projects like Lewis and Clark will continue to receive funding at current levels until Congress convenes next year to finish the appropriations bills that should have already been completed. As I think many of you know, the Senate is expected to vote this evening on a financial stabilization bill that will include a comprehensive tax extenders package that we've tried to pass through the Congress on numerous occasions now. In fact, most recently, last week, we got a 93-2 vote out of the Senate for this and have not been able to get the House to take it up. But there are a number of provisions in there that are really important to South Dakota, including extending the production tax credit for wind energy development across South Dakota and across the nation, as well as $800 million in new clean renewable energy bonds that will finance renewable energy development facilities to include wind farms, but also biorefineries. And these are specifically targeted, really, at increasing cellulosic ethanol production across South Dakota and across the country. And so those are long overdue provisions. They're crucial to South Dakota's future ability to attract investment and continue to lead the nation in renewable energy production. And so that is going to be attached to the financial rescue bill, and also a one-year alternative minimum tax fix, which will prevent 24 million middle-class families from having to pay the alternative minimum tax for tax year 2008. It includes a sales tax deduction, teacher expensing, R&D tax credit, a number of other things. These are all things that we've had, I think, half a dozen votes on this year in the Senate, but we've been unable to get the House to act on it. So it's time for a delay on that. This is a must-pass piece of legislation, and we need to stop playing politics with it. So that is going to be voted on this evening. It is attached to the financial stabilization bill, and as I'm sure you're all aware, on Monday of this week, the House failed to pass that. Not only did that create uncertainty within our financial sector, but it also impacted markets around the world. And we saw the stock market snap back a little bit yesterday, but I think it's important to keep in mind that the real problem with this is in the credit market, and that's what fuels our nation's economy. And we've got constrained access to credit that's going to create a real crisis across South Dakota, and we are already seeing that. So I think it's important to put in perspective what we're talking about here, and I have to preface this always by saying this isn't what I came here to do. As a free market conservative, I don't think necessarily that what we're doing here is what a lot of people came to Congress to work on. But when you're in a situation like this and you've got a national emergency, you've got to put politics and ideology aside and do what is the responsible thing. And I frankly don't think we have many alternatives or many choices here. This is a very real crisis that is already impacting South Dakota. I have talked with South Dakota bankers. I have talked to car dealers. I have talked to agricultural groups, healthcare providers, small business owners, you name it. And there is a very real credit crunch that is already affecting South Dakota's economy and will continue to worsen if steps are not taken to provide some liquidity for banks across this country. So this legislation, and I should emphasize, this is not about bailing out Wall Street. I mean, a lot of the calls and so forth that we're getting, this is to insulate main streets across South Dakota and across the country from a very serious credit crisis that could impact the economy and our ability to create jobs in our state. And so, you know, in as much as a lot of people have said, well, this is don't bail out the fat cats on Wall Street, I wish it were that simple. I'm not for that either. But what we do have to do is make sure that our economy in this country is not impaired to the point that we freeze up our credit markets and make it impossible for farmers to get operating loans or small businesses to get inventory loans or students to get student loans or homeowners to get mortgages. And that's really what my main concern concern in all this is that if we don't take some of these steps, we're going to face a situation that is going to put many of those people in South Dakota and people across this country in jeopardy of being able to access credit. Let me just say briefly, too, that this bill, although it may not be the perfect solution, I think is the best that we can do, and it has been strengthened significantly over the past several days with a number of provisions that I have advocated, including stronger oversight. It's got strong taxpayer protections in there. It does limit executive pay and golden parachutes, which is something that we continually hear from people across South Dakota who contact the office. It is temporary. It's a one-year program, could be extended for an additional year. And it's also, as I said before, if there is upside that taxpayers get out of this, it provides warrants so that any dollars that come in over and above what is used to buy illiquid assets out there when those assets are sold goes back to pay off the federal debt. And that's something that we want to make sure is done as well. And just to kind of put this into perspective of how this would work, and a lot of people, I think that this is just throwing $700 billion at Wall Street. This is a line of credit that the Treasury could access to allow them to acquire troubled assets at financial institutions. The Treasury would then perhaps hang on to those for a while until the market conditions improve or borrowers are able to make good on their payments, and then turn around and sell those assets in the private marketplace. So the $700 billion number is not what the total cost to the taxpayer will be. It is a worst-case scenario about the number of bad mortgages that are out there. The assumption is, and many economists believe, that when these assets are turned around and sold by Treasury, they actually could generate a profit for the federal government. I'm certainly not going to predict that, nor do I think that's the purpose in this. But I think people need to understand that the total cost to the taxpayer would be substantially less than that amount of money, because it is essentially a line of credit to the Treasury Department that they could use to acquire from banks bad loans, illiquid assets that they then would hold for a period of time, work with borrowers, and then turn around and sell those assets, and that money would all come back into the federal treasury. That's essentially the concept and the way that it would work. And as I said before, we've included now strong oversights, maximum amount of accountability, maximum amount of transparency, strong taxpayer protections, limits on executive pay and golden parachutes. We have made sure that any dollars that come back into the federal treasury go to retire the federal debt, and we have also structured this in a way so it is a temporary, limited authority specific to this particular situation, and that's it. So that's kind of where things are. We are going to have a vote on that this evening in the Senate. The tax bill that I just mentioned is being packaged with the financial rescue bill in the Senate. We're going to have a vote this evening. If it passes in the Senate, and I believe it will go back to the House, where they will have another opportunity to vote on this. But again, I can't emphasize enough the confidence issue, the crisis that we have in confidence in our financial system, and the need to do something to address that, and the fact that with these credit markets tightening up and locking down, it's going to create all kinds of problems for our economy in South Dakota, for farmers and ranchers trying to get loans, homeowners, small business owners, students trying to get student loans. If we don't have access to credit in South Dakota or across this country, our economy will cease to function. And that's why there's so much urgency attached to this, and which is why I said the popular political thing to do on this would be to vote no. But I think the responsible thing is to vote yes, because I think we have a responsibility to put politics and ideology aside and to do what we think is in the best interest of the people of this country and the right thing for America's economy. So that's how I am viewing this vote coming up this evening. I want to mention again, evidently there was some music playing earlier, that we are attaching to this financial rescue bill a tax bill that we've passed multiple times through the Senate earlier this year, as recently as last week by a vote of 93-2. We're going to attach it to the financial rescue bill, send it to the House, and hopefully get action on both. And that tax bill does include the extension of the production tax credit for wind energy development, something that's critical to South Dakota's renewable energy industry and something that's long overdue. The House has yet to take up any of the bills the Senate has sent over there. And I think it's important that not only that we get this financial rescue bill through, but that we get many of these tax incentives in place that will continue to promote renewable energy development in South Dakota and all the jobs that come with it. So I'm hopeful that packaged together, when we pass this out of the Senate this evening, that the House in the next day or two will be able to take it up and we can get these very important issues addressed.